A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevieve, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Utah's top story on politics. Special coverage with David DeGenevieve.
You know, in every single election cycle, there are certainly winners and there are certainly losers. And for purposes of this discussion, congratulations, Utah County's pool of registered voters. I'd say you're the losers so far.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Which shocks me, Dave. I mean, of all places in America, isn't Utah County like the reddest county in America? Where were they? You're blushing. You have no defense for their 30% so far turnout. Thank goodness it jumped up to 30% from like 27% last night. I was shocked.
Okay, I'll make a small little admission here. I always vote in the general election. November is election season. There may have been some times over the years where I forget about the primaries. Mm. A little bit.
What if there's just like the down ballot races, like school board?
Debbie, yesterday, I had to sit down with my family. Remember, I gave everybody homework assignments, and we had to look into it. And we are doing the research on state school board and local school board. It's a little bit of a grind. Like, if you're going to do it, if you're going to do the whole voting thing and do it right, it's a grind. It's not just sit down and fill in the bubbles. You got to do some work. You got to set some time aside.
All right. So maybe I'm just a little early on this because I know, you know, ballots are Ricky Hatch is on the line. He is the Weber County clerk. Congratulations. I saw the numbers for your race. It looks like you're going to remain as Weber County clerk, or do you got a general election to face? Do you got an opponent?
Good morning,
in general?
Thank you. No, I don't have a general. So last night was it.
Okay. So at last check, okay, granted, this was about an hour ago. I was checking the county websites. 33.5% or so for Salt Lake County. Davis County was inching toward 36%. Last night when I checked, Utah County was like, I don't even think it was, you know, barely 27%. That popped up this morning to 30%. But you're saying in your county you anticipate 40%?
Yes, well, we're at 34%, so we're pretty close to Salt Lake County. We still have a bunch of ballots that were dropped right before the deadline last night.
Ah.
So I anticipate, we haven't fully counted them, I anticipate we'll be close to 40. And frankly, I think all of the other counties will get pretty close to that
okay.
as well.
Well, then my apologies to our friends in Utah County.
Debbie wants to fight everybody, Ricky. She's so mad that people didn't show up. She's like, take your 30% and go home.
Do you find that there's just overall voter apathy? People feel like they can't make a difference. I mean, what's the rationale for not voting?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Especially since we mail a ballot to every active registered voter, it's puzzling. The interesting thing is, you know, when we had Mike Lee first ran and he was in a primary with Tim Bridgewater, I think turnout was about 8%. It was just crazy. And
so it's better. So it's better now.
We're getting better. But, you know, in 2018, when Mitt Romney was on the ballot in the primary, turnout about 44%. So it's, you know, it's a little bit higher, but just not for some reason, I guess people just don't, they're not as engaged. Maybe there's not as much news or something, but it's frustrating. We would love that number to be 90% or 100%. I think it would be fantastic, but people just aren't interested. And by the way, the school board, we had a school board race in Weber County. Turnout in that race was 15%.
Holy smokes. Okay, so primary elections can be a little squirrely because I saw a family member who's unaffiliated, And the ballot they received, I laughed out loud. I'm going to be honest. It was one race. It was the local school board. And that was it. There was nothing else on the ballot. I'm like, well, there's something right
exactly
there.
What we had in Weber. And yeah, and people say, what? You want me to vote for this? I want to vote for, you know, Mike Lee or whoever. But the state rules, you know, the Republican Party has a closed primary, and so you have to be a Republican to get it. And that's the party's choice. And some people, you know, a lot of people call in and are mad that we didn't send them a ballot, but we have no choice. That's just state law.
Ricky Hatch, Weber County Clerk, on the line with us live right now. We're talking about what I thought was pretty low voter turnout. And maybe it's because I live this day in and day out that it seems just so important to me that I can't believe that everyone else doesn't feel like it's important enough to vote. And the fact that county clerks now mail ballots right to your kitchen table makes it so super easy. You don't even have to go find a polling place. So the interesting thing about the school board race, where you said there was 15% turnout in your county there, Ricky, is these are the issues that parents and sometimes even grandparents end up caring the most about, because these folks decide, you know, their kids' education and the path that some of these kids will take. So it's shocking to me when 15% turn out, 85% decide it's not worth their time to vote. I don't know if we'll see them at the next school board meeting or not, but I have a feeling if there's an issue they care about, they'll certainly show up and start pounding their fists on the table.
Absolutely. You know, it's all the top of the ticket gets the most attention usually, but it's the bottom of the ticket that really impacts our day-to-day life much more than the top.
Ricky Hatch, right. Thank you so much for joining us, Weber County Clerk. Congratulations. It seems like your chaos is going to end probably in the next couple of weeks. I know it's a pretty busy time, and then you ramp up again for November, but thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Hey, thank you.
Do you get bugged when people blow off voting? Have you ever tried to convince somebody and arm twist somebody into voting, Dave?
Debbie, I had this very conversation last night with my family.
Really?
Now, I mean, it was like my kids, because I have an 18-year-old. This was her first opportunity to vote. And it wasn't – I'm not saying I was totally preachy, but I was pretty preachy. I was talking about the importance. This is your civic duty. This is the most important thing that this country has to offer, is your opportunity to vote in the politicians that make the decisions. I got super preachy, I'll be honest.
And what did they say?
Oh,
did
I think
react?
I think it resonated. I think they listened to me and said, "Dad, you are so wise. Thank you for sharing such wisdom." That's how I think their reaction was.
So this was
playing in the background.
This was playing in the background.
I had a little Dave Noriega soundtrack. I'm like Q. Lee Greenwood.
So let's talk about this with our listeners. 801-575-TALK. Do you get bugged by people who blow off voting? 801-575-TALK. Call in. It's a yes or a no.
Dave and Dujanovic. Get a quick blast of news each morning.
From Ukraine to Utah County.
You'll hear it first.
And accurately.
On KSL.
Listen weekdays between 5 and 9 to Tim and Amanda.
Utah's morning companions for news. Dave and Dujanovic.
Want to give you a little more details about that police situation going on right now on 7th East. Between, as Dan reported, 7th South and 8th South, kind of on the east side of downtown Salt Lake City. I have photos now that were just sent to my email inbox, and you can see a number of, looks like, you know, light, police flashing lights. There's a fire truck there. Lots of police officers, kind of just in this photo anyway, standing around. We don't exactly know why police have shown up in such force in that area. But Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe, on her way to the scene. We do know that the Public Information Unit, the Salt Lake City Police Department, also expected to be at the scene to give reporters some sort of an update. So as soon as Amy becomes available, we expect her to be calling in the show to give us some details. Again, avoid the area 7th East between 7th South and 8th South, just east of the downtown area.
Utah's top story on politics. Special coverage with David Dujanovic.
There's a survey out by 538 that came out couple election cycles ago, but it said 30% of folks who never or rarely vote, Dave, feel nothing will change no matter who wins, so they don't vote. Are you bugged by people who don't vote? We're going to take phone calls on that.
What's the saying? Here's the old boss or here's the new boss, same as the old boss. That's a little bit how I think a lot of people feel about politicians. Here's the new politician, same as the old politician. It's because it's a little bit built that way. Right, things aren't supposed to change easily and quickly. The way government is set up is there supposed to be an idea? There's supposed to be a debate. You know, they kind of bandy, you know, go back and forth. It's supposed to be a little bit slow. I think that's frustrating for a lot of people.
801-575-TALK is the number to call. To your point, 22% in the survey feel the system is too broken and can't be changed by voting. So that's the reason they don't vote. I think we're getting some phone calls.
Well, think of how many times have we had the conversation. Everybody feels the same. That Congress is just runaway spenders. Doesn't matter if it's a Republican in charge, Republican Congress, Democrats. It doesn't matter. Like right now, Democrats own everything. The House, the Senate, the White House. Spending. Bonkers. Will it change? No, no one thinks it's going to change. All right, let's jump out to the phone lines again. If you want to chime in and let us know what you think. 801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK. Let's jump out to Tennille in Stansbury. How do you feel about folks not getting super juiced about voting, especially in these primaries?
I always have an opinion, but no, I don't think it's people are, I don't get bugged when I hear that. I get a little emotional.
Oh, Tennille. Is it?
I feel sad.
Yeah.
My own son turned 18 last year, and so he's had a couple of times to do it. But he says, you know, why bother?
Oh.
What is, you know, what voice do I have?
Yeah. He just feels like the situation in the country right now is so overwhelming that even if he shows up to vote, it won't matter.
It does, and it's frustrating because I think a lot of people have that same feeling, like, why does it matter? But I just try and tell him, you know, if you keep having that attitude, nothing will change.
Right.
Well,
you know, we're good friends. I love your whole family, and have them call me. All right.
Tennille,
you know,
preachy.
I've got another one that's coming up. He'll be 18 next year, and I don't want him to have that same just dead-end feeling about it.
It is. It is frustrating. You know, the one thing that I did, Tennille, I don't know if this will work for you, I know you so well. You're such a great mom. I sat the kids down at the kitchen table, and we kind of did this was a couple of years ago when they were younger, and they were first starting to vote, and we just made it a family affair, and it was actually fun, and we had some great conversations, which I'm sure was your experience last night as you were trying to explain why voting for school board is so important.
Well, I love the conversation because we were able to go, and sometimes it can get confusing. You know, what role does everybody play? What does the county clerk do? What does the auditor do?
That's cool. Yeah.
State school board versus local school board. So we were able to have that conversation, and I was able to talk to my kids specifically and really relate it to them. I said, the reason we care about school boards, remember when the world got shut down for COVID and some schools were coming back online, fully coming back into school? We did a hybrid schedule. And then others like Utah or Salt Lake County, they did not go back at all.
Salt Lake City.
And I said that was because the local school boards made these decisions. Why does it matter?
Good point.
This is why it matters. This was your senior year.
Weber County Clerk Ricky Hatch telling us just moments ago in his county there was a 15% turnout for school board.
Troy in Tooele, let's jump out and find out. How do you feel? How do you feel about people not voting?
Well, I don't want to minimize.
Dang it. Did we lose you, Troy? You cut out?
Ignoring.
Troy, say that again. Sorry. You cut out for a second. Troy, say everything you were going to say all over again.
Okay.
Darn phone lines. Service. All right. Scott and Morgan. Let's jump out to Scott and Morgan. How do you feel about the voter turnout?
Well, I'm one of those guilty people who did not vote. And the reason is that after January 6th and the month after, and I saw everyone's reaction to that, I've been a registered Republican for decades, and I decided I could no longer associate with that. And so I changed my affiliation to unaffiliated. So the reason I did not vote this last time was because really I had no one that I could vote for. I think the Republican Party does a disservice to the state of Utah by restricting voters to only those who are registered Republicans. And frankly, I think that should change.
Well, thanks, Scott. And yeah, if you received an unaffiliated ballot, it was a slim ballot. You know, like I said, I had a family member. There was one thing you could vote on. It was a local school board. So, Scott, thanks. Mike and Orem, what do you think?
Hi. So, excuse me, I got a little bit of a hoarse throat here. So, I used to be a very loyal Republican. I'm retired from the military. So, I think my credentials and my opinion are pretty much covered. But up till about 20 years ago, I voted in every election. Then I started listening. I don't know if you two are familiar with George Carlin and his philosophy concerning voting, but I started listening to him and I was convinced he's right. It's all, excuse the expression, BS. You can't change anything when all you're doing is changing the arrangement of the furniture in your living room. And that's what each administration, whether Democrat, Republican, seem to do, is just move people around and try to make things look different. And I was comfortable with that position until January 6th. When Trump came in and refused to leave. So on one hand, I don't think my vote really does much to anything, and then that only carries so far when you get a tyrant like Trump in. And also, Carlin had a philosophy about rights. There's no such thing as really rights. You have privileges, and privileges can be taken away. And a perfect example was the recent Supreme Court decision reversing Roe versus Wade.
Mike, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. Sorry, we're out of time here. But yeah, I think a lot of people, what I hear is he feels disenfranchised. He feels like his vote doesn't matter. And I'd like to push against that thought, especially the down ballot voting. That's where real change can happen. Your local school boards, city councils, mayors.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.